This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't give a mother duck.
How bad do you want to get out of this football hell?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. See some people jumping in with the stock up, stock down. Someone said stock up, please bring back the trash cans.
The arrow's pointed up.
Again, if you're just joining us, the Astros, they fall today 7-2 in Detroit. They do get swept, but look at the positive, huh? How about the positive? Is that what Lovey said? How about some of the positive? They did score today, so the scoreless streak is over. They had not scored since Saturday. A two-run homer as Mauricio Dubon goes deep, but they did lose 7-2. But good thing for them, the Mariners, they lost two. They lost 11-2 in Philadelphia. They've lost five in a row, luckily, in this stretch where the Astros have lost four in a row. And was that four out of their last five or five out of their last six, whatever it is. They lose again today, so they still remain a game and a half up in the West on the Mariners. They'll head to Baltimore for a four-game set. Someone coming in on the text line, I didn't know brothers went down to Turks and Caicos. That's cool, Ron. Well, I don't know what the hell. You would have been flabbergasted by what you saw this past week. Flabbergasted.
Hell, I'm going with 13 dudes on a vacation tomorrow.
Hey, let me tell you something.
New Mexico.
The clientele that was out at in Turks.
Now we're talking. Report back, baby.
Yeah, there's going to be some bros out there. There were some brothers, some Argentinian fellas. There were some... some Hispanic fellas.
Turks bring in from all over, baby.
Hey, man, if you're ever in Turks, slide down to that Noah's Ark. You see what you'll see there.
It's you get a chance to party.
Hell of a situation. Telling you, you didn't know brothers was going. So everybody I saw all week long stuck at that airport yesterday trying to get on. Yeah. Yeah, let me chill that one out. Yeah, it was plenty of bros.
I wanted to.
Plenty of bros. Did I tell you? Hey, we. I have to tell you about this wedding we crashed. On accident.
You went wedding crashers?
It was an accident.
Oh, hell yeah, please.
We were in a swimming pool. They had the wedding right behind it.
We got to hear about that in the 4 o'clock hour or something.
I was blasted drunk, too.
I believe it.
Anyway, let me give you my game notes here, fellas. I just want to throw a few things out as I'm watching a game that I jotted down. And I had not talked to you guys. I didn't hear any of the explosive, amazing content that you gave yesterday. That gold, as you put it, Clint.
Yeah, I should have saved it, man. Spared the media.
But here it is. Texans Panthers game, though. First thing for me, Ariante Ursary is this team's future and current left tackle. I just wonder if they know it.
If the Texans know it?
If the Texans, not only if they know it, if they're willing to do it week one. Are they willing to do this? Because, Clint, I do know it means, and you said it earlier, I don't normally look and think Cam Robinson. Now, that's a swing tackle. That's a guy that can go in and play the right or the left side. And what do you do with Cam Robinson if he is not your starting left tackle? Because you didn't pay, at the very least, $12 million for him. What do you do if he's not your left tackle? But to me, clearly, we've watched two games of Ariante Ursary. We've watched him in joint practice. As you said, he got beat a couple of times yesterday. But overall, he seems to embody everything they want. And, I mean, I think the future is here. That's what it looked like to me. Also, I feared for Bryce Young's life when he scrambled, and I thought Alshire had a clear shot at him, and I thought, oh, God, he's not going to let up. He doesn't give a damn that it's preseason. Get your ass down, Bryce.
Bryce
get your ass
fella.
Down. He got down, and as we know, Azeez will go on down to the basement with you. There's no just touching him when he sees you go down.
He was parallel to the ground,
yep,
wasn't he?
Yep, and he he went down too. I saw him break away, and I saw Zero on a beeline. I said, oh, hell. Get your ass.
It's in the
Bryce,
game.
Get your ass down. Get your ass down. Speaking of Azeez, I don't know about that shag he's got going right now. I don't know if y'all caught him with that helmet off on the sideline.
I did. I caught it, and I didn't know. I did not know. I didn't have a name for it.
Yeah, it's a shag. Yeah, when he's got the long cut, and he is clearly on purpose giving from a almost a white perspective of the mullet. But
yeah,
this is the black mullet, which is called the shag. Okay. Very, very popular in the 80s, early 90s. That shag cut, I didn't know we were bringing that back.
Yeah. Just fix your wig, man.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, clearly you do. You just don't want to say it.
I don't love it. I don't love it. Maybe if we had that thing, and maybe I need to see a little bit more of it. And it felt like it was a strong taper on the sides. Maybe some parts or something on the side to add something to it. But it was, I said, oh, that's a choice.
I thought it was a very interesting look. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan either.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, I'm sure it looks. I mean, there's some guys that can pull it off in a suit or something, but fresh off the field, helmet off.
Yeah, maybe helmet off. Yeah,
it wasn't hitting for me. Now.
Maybe he has it. We'll see. I don't. It wasn't doing for me. Danielle Hunter, that spin move he put on that young man in that first quarter. Them two. Hey, him and Will, they are going to be hell on wheels to handle this year.
Yeah.
Those two are already ready to go. You could tell Will has improved big time. I heard D'Amico talking about it. I heard Nick with Payne and Pendergast talking about it as well. But that spin move to Neil Head, I mean, that cat had no chance at all. Christian Kirk's going to catch like 90 balls if he stays healthy. With the way they run offense, the quick stuff that they're doing in there, bam. And, I mean, you can just see it. Like, those little 5 to 10 yard routes, he is going to kill teams on it, and you could start to see CJ's even being programmed hit it as
Get
soon
it
as possible.
Absolutely, no question. I that's one thing that I've offensively we talk a lot about them struggling against our defense in practice, but they've stayed true to what it is they want to get accomplished, which is a quarterback that's getting the football out, that's getting the ball in the hands of his playmakers as quick as he possibly can, an offensive coordinator that's mixing it up and doing some different things, running the football, obviously, but in the pass game, just protecting the offensive line, protecting the quarterback, and using these guys like the Christian Kirks, even the Jalen Knowles, the quick slants to Nico and Xavier Hutchinson that we've seen. You know, getting the ball out of his hand, I agree with you, Ron. It seems like they are committed to that, even though it was a little bit of a struggle early in camp.
C.J. Stroud was pretty good, but a little off on some throws.
The go route hurt.
The go route to Nico right off the bat. Shout out to Higgins for making that catch, but he had to dive to go get it. Usually one of the secret sauces for C.J. is he puts the ball in a space where guys can keep running and can turn up. And it wasn't bad, right? He put the ball right on the money for the touchdown to Nico.
Yep,
it was beautiful. And made a couple of good throws as well. But
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Just a tad off. Just a tad off. Played well, but just a tad off on some of those throws. We're just used to crossers, anything like that, that is catching it and yards after the catch. And he allows you because, as he put it himself, what does he call himself? A ball placement specialist.
That's right.
That's what he called himself. The chain gang guys, easiest job in America right now. They don't even
made,
have to stand.
Made easier with that.
They don't even have to stand out there and hold it now. They just stand over there just watching games. They just over there as a backup to technology that probably won't fall apart. They just sitting over there just watching games with free tickets.
By the way, that technology took a little longer than I think I expected.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more tennis-like, quick.
Well, it took a little longer than I thought. Maybe they're just trying to figure it out, but we'll see.
Yeah, what's the dude, McMillan, Tech?
Tech.
He's nice.
Yeah,
he's
double D's get me every time.
He's gonna be good for the Panthers. He created some separation. It was just one of those situations. Just because the balls weren't completed doesn't mean it was necessarily on him. There was one that Bryce threw high on. Andy Dalton got hit in the arm with a pass rush, or he had beaten. I think it was Stingley up the sideline. They may have picked him up a good one. I thought separation would be a big problem for him with his size, but he created a lot of separation in that game.
They've been impressed with him. I know I didn't get a chance to see in the joint practice a lot of our defense work, their offense work. I know Seth did, and I heard his comments about the offense. He was really impressed with him. And then what's the big boy's name that rides the horses, the receiver they took in the first round?
Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, Leggett, and they got a little Hunter Renfro over there as well. And they got some targets.
Yeah, I had forgot about Hunter. I saw him in that game. I saw. There's 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever was calling the game said Hunter Renfro, one of the best route runners all time.
That's aggressive.
All time. Okay. All right. And Woody Marks seems like the real only change of pace back that they have. I'm looking at Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb's going to be an effective number two back just by what he's showing. Maybe we'll see him get his legs and feel better as it goes on, but he looked like an effective number two bat. But it really does feel like him and Mixon's styles are similar. And Woody Marks feels like the only real change of pace back that they have that'll be in the rotation. Because I think even Damian Pierce, his is more physical and not just take off. And he can hit his head on the goalpost, but he's one that takes him a little bit to get going. But Woody Marks looks like the real only change of pace from the backs.
Well, the one thing that you think would hold any of these running backs back, the young guys being pass protection and being able to handle the entire playbook, and it looks like the entire group of running backs, including Woody Marks, have handled it and passed with flying colors. And this past week, and pass protection was good at times. And so it looks like, guys, I mean, if they can get Joe Mixon back healthy, again, we're not privy to the information. I have no idea how bad the Joe Mixon injury is. But if you get Joe Mixon back, you got a 1-2 punch of Joe and Nick Chubb, obviously. And then the rookie that you moved up, got aggressive and drafted, appears to be handling the NFL playbook and handling at least a preseason and a training camp in impressive fashion. So it may work out perfect for Nick and D'Amico in terms of their running back room coming together nicely if they can get Joe healthy.
Yep. So those are my game notes right there.
Like them. Well done.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Well, people saying that Shaq cut is popular in Dallas. They need to stop it.
Not a fan, huh?
No, not a fan. Hey, man, each is your own.
There it was. Glory hole.
I lied. Just need to stop it.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.